It is the prayer closet. That's what we're doing. It's the prayer closet right now. Your half hour where we take out of every day to pray for you. If you have a need, a concern, a burden upon you today, we want to pray for you. Don't carry that alone. We're here to share those and bear those burdens together. Also, you may be praising God for something. Maybe God answered a prayer for you and you want to celebrate that and praise God for that, give Him glory for that. We'd love to hear those praises. It's an encouragement to others to hear that, and especially if you called in earlier or texted in earlier and had a prayer request and God answered, let us know that. We want to give Him glory and praise for that. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Those are the numbers. Call to get your prayer request to us. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. So, you know, don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can come before you to seek after you, to seek after your help. Lord, knowing that you are ready to hear us, you are ready to come and meet our every need, to move with power in our lives, to strengthen us in ways that we cannot even imagine, to build us up, to give us hope. Lord, you are good and gracious God. We thank you. We thank you and praise you today because you are so good and because you are so faithful. We give you glory this day, Lord. And we pray that you will, Lord, bless the people who call in with these requests, that they will see your hand in their lives, that they will be strengthened in their faith and give glory to you, Lord, as you are moving and working in them. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. We're going to be looking at Mark today, story of the rich young ruler. And probably a familiar story with a lot of you, but I was thinking about this today because I don't know if you saw this in the news, but there's this big scandal breaking, a college admissions scandal. And apparently there was this guy out there who was, you'd give him money and he would get your kid into these top colleges. And he was faking, you know, profiles and faking admissions and, you know, pretending like some of these people were athletes or things like that. So they were getting in under athletic scholarships or athletic, you know, was a walk-on and athletic admissions and all different kinds of ways. And he was bribing coaches and other people to let these people come into the school. And so he, through this network of people he had cultivated, he was bribing them to admit these students. And so people would pay him and then he'd, you know, get their kid in. And a number of celebrities and stars have been caught up in this and got caught, you know, paying to have their kid admitted into these schools, which is interesting, you know, on a lot of different levels. You know, the fact that they would, you figure you're rich and famous, you might be able to pull through your own strings without having to pay people, but nonetheless. And so all these indictments are down. People are being charged with like racketeering and things like that. It's crazy. And it got me thinking about heaven, actually. And it got me thinking about how often, you know, people kind of approach God kind of like this, right? Like there's some way we can manipulate our way into heaven. Now, we know the Bible tells us that there's only one way to heaven, and that is by having faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, confessing our sins to Him, asking Him to forgive us, asking Him to come into our lives, to be Lord of our lives, and submitting ourselves to Him in obedience and discipleship and following Him. You know, Luke 9:23 says, anyone who come after me must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. And that this is the only way we can enter into heaven. You know, everybody wants to get in. There's an old saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Right? We all want to go to heaven. We all want to get in. But we aren't always willing to do what's necessary to go. Here these people were trying to get their kids into these top colleges. Well, their kids hadn't done the work necessary to get in. Right, their academic work wasn't strong enough. Their resumes or whatever, their admissions weren't strong enough. And so they had to hire someone to kind of fake it so they could get their kids in and manipulate the system and pay people off and bribe people so they could get admitted into these schools. Because in and of themselves, they weren't good enough, right? Maybe their ACT scores weren't good enough. They didn't have the grades. They weren't a good enough athlete, whatever it is. They hadn't done what was necessary to gain admission. And so these people thought they could game the system and buy people off and get in. And I think sometimes people approach God like that. It's like, well, I'll get it. I'll squeak in somehow. I'll be just good enough. We almost take that mentality. We're finding a way in. We're going to find some loophole that'll let us in. I remember one time there was a famous comedian named W.C. Fields back in the 30s, 40s. And someone came in, you know, he always played a drunk on TV and around the movies, and apparently in real life was a pretty heavy drinker himself and kind of a worldly guy. But one day someone came in and caught him reading the Bible. He was sitting in his dressing room and reading the Bible. And the person was kind of shocked. He said, WC, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, you know, just looking for loopholes. Just looking for loopholes. And I think a lot of times it's almost, you know, how some people approach God. You know, just looking for that loophole that's going to let me get in. And it reminded me of the story of the rich young ruler. We're not going to go all of it. But a rich young man approaches Jesus, says, hey, you know, what must I do to inherit eternal life? How do I get into heaven? What do I need to do? And Jesus tells him, well, you know what the Bible says, dude. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Don't fraud on your father and mother. He says, well, I've done all these. I've got all that done. And Jesus says, well, yeah, but one thing you lack. Go sell all you have and then come follow me. And we're told in the story that the rich young ruler went away sad because he had great wealth. This is in Mark chapter 10, by the way. And we hear a lot of, you know, teaching on this about, you know, wealth and dangers of wealth and stuff. But I'm just thinking about this, about getting into heaven and the mentality he took. He wanted to get into heaven. He wanted eternal life. He wanted to have it, but he wasn't willing or able to do the thing necessary to obtain it. Jesus tells him, sell all you have, come follow me, you can have eternal life. And he goes away sad because he has many things. And Jesus says how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. But then he goes on to say this, children, and this is verse 24, chapter 10 of Mark. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. How hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's not hard because the way is unknown or esoteric, or you got to discover some arcane religious mystery and, you know, solve these riddles and puzzles in order to get in. The way is well known. The way has been told to us. It has been made known. It's quite clear and it's quite simple. We give up our lives and follow Jesus. We surrender ourselves to follow Jesus. It's not hard to understand. Frankly, it's not hard to understand how to get into a Harvard or a Yale or any of these other top schools. You apply yourself really hard to your studies. You get good grades. You score well on the SATs. You do the extracurricular work. I mean, you know what the things that are necessary to get into these schools. Or, you know, have mom and dad be an alumni. That usually helps a lot. But for the average person, right? I mean, you're going to get in by just working hard, getting good grades, be the top of your class. Put in the work necessary. We know what it takes to get in. But it's hard, and so lots of people don't do it. And then at the end, they're looking for a loophole to get them in. They're paying people off to bribe people to get in. And in the same way, entering the kingdom of God is hard. It's not hard in terms of knowing what to do. We know what to do. We know we need to follow Jesus. But surrendering ourselves, taking up our cross daily, denying ourselves, following Jesus, that's hard. It's hard. It's hard to do. It requires effort and work, and lots of people don't want to do it. The rich young ruler didn't want to do it. It's not that he didn't understand what needed to be done. He just didn't want to do what needed to be done to follow God. The gospel at its heart is a very simple message, easy to comprehend. A child can understand it. We're sinners separated from God, who is holy and just. We need to have our sins forgiven. Jesus Christ came as a sacrifice for our sins. The punishment of our sins was placed upon him so that when we come to him in faith, confess our sins to him, ask him to forgive us, ask him to come into our lives, submit ourselves to him as our Lord and our Savior, we will be saved and we will have eternal life. And then follow him through our lives. Right? It's not just saying a prayer. You got to follow him. You got to be a disciple. It's that daily following. It's not hard to understand, but it is hard to do. It's not hard to understand what it takes to get into Harvard or Yale. It's just hard to do. And so people look for shortcuts. They bribe. They pay off money to sneak their kid in. But there's no one to bribe to get into heaven. Peter will not be at the pearly gates. And if you slip him a 50, he'll let you through the door. It's not going to happen. There's only one way in. It's a way that's well known, but it's not easy. It's following Jesus. We don't have another way. We don't have another choice. This is what we have. It's not hard to understand, but it is hard to do. Are we willing to make the sacrifice to gain the riches awaiting us in eternity through Jesus? You know, you sacrifice in high school, maybe you're not going out with your friends, you're staying home, you're studying, you're doing that hard work, you give up some of the other stuff that you could be doing, but you do it to gain something greater. Give up a couple of years, you know, 4 years in college or high school, you give up a couple of years there to really excel so that, you know, the rest of your life can be put on a great track. and you can reap the benefits for the rest of your life. God asks us to do the same thing for the few years we're here, to surrender ourselves to God and to follow Him so that we can delight in eternity forever. But you pay the price and do what's necessary. It's an easy road to know. It's a hard road to travel, but it's worth every step because He rewards those who will walk it with Him. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. That is the prayer closet, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. I have a couple of requests in, so let's jump in. First of all, listener asking for prayer for her and her children, as today is the second step in court to try and fix custody issues. Pray that things can get resolved in the best interest of the children and it doesn't get drug out longer in court. Lord, we do pray for the families that are heading to court, and Lord, pray that you will resolve these issues, Lord, that they will be resolved to everyone's benefit, Lord, that the children will benefit, the parents, everyone will benefit from this, Lord, that it will come to an amicable resolution, that there will be no further need for, you know, dragging this beyond in court and raising up more expenses and money. But Lord, we pray that you just bring peace and reconciliation into this family. Lord, that this would become a stable and loving environment, and some of this instability with the custody would be resolved. And we pray that in your name. Amen. I also have a prayer request. Sorry, come on, I got to scroll up to get up here to it. All right, here we go. Listener asking for prayer for their uncle. He's currently in the hospital, has multiple medical issues. Biggest right now is he has congestive heart failure. He is an unbeliever. He's agnostic. He truly believes there cannot be a God who allows such awful things to happen in the world. And if there is, he doesn't want to know him. If you talk about God, he asks to change the subject with great anger. So I'm asking for prayer for his health concerns, but even more for his salvation. Lord, we do raise this man up to you, and we pray that even through this illness, Lord, that this would be the thing that opens his heart to you. We pray that he will soften his heart to you and to the gospel. Pray for this listener as they're trying to share the love of Christ with him and the hope of salvation with him, Lord, that you would provide opportunity to do that. And his uncle would be receptive to that and open to that and open to hearing the words of the gospel. Lord, we do pray for his salvation, that his heart would be brought to you, that even now the Holy Spirit will be convicting him and drawing him to you. And Lord, we do pray for his health, pray for strengthening that and recovering, for healing there. And Lord, we pray that you would bring about that healing in a way that he knows without a doubt that it was you, and that he knows without a doubt that you worked in his life, and that this leads him to embrace you and leads him to salvation. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. We'll be back tomorrow. In between time, if you have a prayer request, you can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Always be people here to happy pray with you at 419-389-0893. You can get your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. And if you need to talk to someone about an issue you're facing or something you need going through in your life, well, go to our website, yeshome.com, click on the chat now button, and you can get connected to an online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.